Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and you're listening to Wake Up Normal. My name is Gabriel.
I'm Sarah.
And we are joined by a very special guest, Astronomy Club President Braden Safranik, joining us to tell us all about the solar eclipse. Hey, Braden, how are you?
Doing good. How about you, Gabriel?
I'm doing good. But again, thank you so much for coming on. And just for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about the eclipse coming up.
Yeah, so the April 8th, and that is this Monday, solar eclipse is coming up very, very quickly. It is a very, very historical opportunity to see such a rare sight in astronomy. And if you don't know, solar eclipses are basically when the moon goes in front of the Earth relative to the sun and blocks our view of the sun and casts a shadow, more specifically a prenumbral or numbral shadow, on the Earth. And we can actually see that from the Earth and actually get this really cool picturesque, well, image of the sun being blocked by the moon. And it's a really cool opportunity. It's coming up very soon.
That is so cool. And it's not something that you're always able to just see on a regular basis. Like, this only happens every so often. So it is really nice to be able to actually, like, see this. And I'm just curious, what should be done to prepare for this event?
Yeah, so if you are not currently on ISU campus, obviously try to get yourself some solar eclipse glasses, or try to get something, you know, DIY that you can make. There's lots of opportunities to make some DIY viewing devices. If you can't do any of those things, try your best to get on ISU campus if you are a student, because the university, more specifically Emergency Management and Safe Redbirds, along with other organizations, are giving out a total of 15,000 solar eclipse glasses for free. Now, mind you, one per student, because we don't have that many, technically. So do try to get on campus for that. The eclipse glasses, they get handed out at 1 o'clock, starting at 1 o'clock. And then the solar eclipse, the peak of it is at around 2 o'clock. And then it ends at around 3 o'clock. So try your best to get on campus. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity.
That is so awesome. And I know you've thankfully brought in some eclipse glasses for us, which we really appreciate. We've got them here in the studio. And also, are there any, like, best places on campus to see the eclipse?
Yeah. Obviously, since our main focus is trying to get to the main student body, the best place, just like Festival ISU and a lot of other events, is on the ISU quad. There are multiple drop-off points and multiple pickup points for solar eclipse glasses all around the perimeter of the quad, as well as in Schrader Plaza. And then we also have some information booths more near Schrader Plaza as well, not handing out eclipse glasses, but handing out education and information to the masses.
That is so, so nice. And so you are the Astronomy Club president, and just tell us a little bit about Astronomy Club and some of the fun activities that you guys participate in.
Yeah, of course. So Astronomy Club truly started back in 2012. And since COVID, we've been kind of trying to get back up and running. As of what we do at the moment, and we're still trying to add a few things from before COVID, we do stargazing, we do guest presentations, guest speakers, cool, like, you know, crafts and activities, trivia nights. We sometimes use the facilities at the planetarium to do planetarium shows, as well as take tours of the night sky indoors, which is a really cool opportunity. And I'm thankful for Tom to give us that opportunity from the director of the planetarium. And other than that, we also collaborate with other clubs, including ISU Photography Club, Chemistry Club, Physics Club, and a few others as well, including a local astronomy club called the TCAA, or the Twin City Amateur Astronomers, which we get to drive people out to their facilities about 25 minutes south of Bloomington and get people to look at the Milky Way galaxy that you cannot see in Bloomington Normal. So it's a wonderful opportunity and very low commitment, and anybody can join. We have a very large demographic of people ranging from computer science all the way to accounting, and a large demographic of classes as well, from freshman to senior, and some graduates as well. So a very open to ISU students and very non-judgmental and non-biased, and, well, just open for anybody who is interested in seeing the true breadth of the universe.
Oh, yes. And I absolutely am, actually, because I know you're not able to always see the Milky Way galaxy because of, like, light pollution and other things. So when you do have that chance to go out and see it, it is absolutely spectacular and it's so cool. And again, you know, when do you guys meet by chance that more people can, you know, join?
Yeah, sure thing. It's usually, at least before, we used to usually meet like bi-monthly on Thursdays. Now we're kind of just doing, well, every other Thursday just to make it a bit easier. And that is at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., approximately an hour long, sometimes longer if the stargazing is really good that night. And that is on Thursdays, every other Thursday for most months. In the ISU Planetarium. If you don't know where that is in the Felmy Hall Science Annex. So really close to Manchester Hewitt and the new, not Alamo, but Redbird Spirit Shop.
Yes. No, that is so nice. And again, with the eclipse, are there ways that people can help support and volunteer for the eclipse?
Yes. So we are actually desperately looking for volunteers. You can get volunteer hours for this event if you want to get involved. To find those links, if you find us on social media and the other organizations involved, including Safe Redbirds, Emergency Services Club, Physics, Solar Car Team, ASSP, and a few others as well. You can find the volunteer link there. You can also find the volunteer link in other articles that have been posted out by the university, including Media Relations and UMC. So you can find all those links there. If not, you can also find plenty of flyers around campus right now that have a QR code that links to an article that our own Evan Keck from the Astronomy Club wrote, which is also included with a volunteer link. So go ahead and find that if you're interested, and we can't wait to see you.
Again, thank you so much for coming in and just sharing a little bit about the eclipse. And one more time, when and where can people see this amazing solar event?
Yeah, so this is Monday, April 8th. This is next week, coming up very, very quick, approximately 5 days. April 8th, it starts technically at 12:47 and goes till 3:19. Eclipse glasses are handed out at 1 o'clock all around the quad, and the main event is at 2 o'clock, so do not miss it.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming in, and we really do appreciate you telling us just a little bit about the Astronomy Club, but also the solar eclipse happening.
Thank you so much for having me.